USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Around 500 migrants who've been heading through Mexico for the U.S. border got there and stormed it yesterday. They stormed the border fence, and now the Mexican Interior Ministry says the group was rounded up and will be deported. U.S. border officers used tear gas to try to drive the group away from that fence. Millions of people across the Midwest are under quite a heavy blanket of snow that is now heading east and continuing to make a mess of travel. As we hear from Brian Hurley of the National Weather Service, who says it's on its way out of the Chicago area now.
By the time you get to Monday afternoon, that low pressure system lifts north of Lake Erie, and that'll take the heavy snow farther east.
Though not expected to hit northeast population centers, the campfire in Northern California finally fully contained, and this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Over the holiday weekend, over a dozen federal agencies released a report that details the dire effects of climate change on the United States. Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah weighs in on it during an appearance on Meet the Press on NBC.
I look forward to digging into the report and listening to what other experts on the outside have to say about it. I think it's important anytime we take a report like that to examine what public policies they might have in mind, what public policies that could be brought forward that would address the problem they're addressing without simultaneously devastating the U.S. economy.
The report claims climate change could cause the U.S. economy to lose hundreds of billions of dollars by the end of this century. President Trump heads to Mississippi for two campaign appearances today. He'll be stumping for Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith in her U.S. Senate runoff against Democrat Mike Espy. The rallies in Tupelo and Biloxi come a day before a Tuesday runoff. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Senator Angus King says he doesn't think having troops at the U.S.-Mexico border is a very good idea. On CBS's Face the Nation, the Maine Independent said yesterday the United States is currently in a gray area surrounding the order that was signed by White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. The order that says troops are allowed to use forms of law enforcement or lethal force if need be, but King says it questions a long-standing law that says there shall be no use of federal troops for law enforcement purposes. An Israeli prosecutor is recommending that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu be brought up on corruption charges. He's alleged to have taken more than $250,000 from people in exchange for help with various issues. A report from the state prosecution's tax and finance department argues there's enough evidence for an indictment right now of Netanyahu. There are other pending cases against the prime minister in which no recommendations have yet been made. Netanyahu has maintained his innocence while dismissing criticism as fake news and a witch hunt. And a fundraising campaign hoping to rebuild a film set at the Paramount Ranch in California, a set that was destroyed by the Woolsey Fire that started on November 8th outside of Simi Valley. Over 300 movies and TV series episodes were filmed at the set known as Western Town. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.